Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Unlock big savings and add style and security to your home with high-quality Schlage door locks from Menards. Whether you're looking for a traditional interior lock or a Wi-Fi compatible electronic lock, Menards has you covered. With more than 200 options of Schlage door locks in stock, save big on all door locks. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions has begun. I am Dave Morenci, and I'm on the grid. Sirius XM channel 204, Sports Grid Radio Networks, as is the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. We've got a full house this afternoon. We've got Donnie, Dubsy, and Dave joining us. Welcome to Pee Wee's Playhouse. Dubsy, and Dave. I'm Gabe, and we've got Cam, the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. He's been a really busy man, actually, Cam. I never realized what a renaissance man you actually are. Trivia king, beer connoisseur, golf expert, world-class golf bettor, soccer king, MLS soccer king, handicap king. He's got his MLS soccer websites, the top website in all of soccer capping, soccerking.com. Of course, we saw Cam drill a 7-10 split, first time ever in 30 yes. years on national television. And, of course, we can't forget about Cam's traditional wrestling background. So congratulations, Cam. Another belt. You did it again. you did it again, buddy. It's unbelievable. You're on a freaking roll. Like, you're really on a roll. Like, it's like 1 week you're bowling, you're wrestling, you're cutting Euro sock deals. Now you're wrestling and winning belts.
That's great. That's great. So look at the same expressions and physiques. Oh, geez. That's really wow.
Like,
that's,
can we get that? That's the thing. It's sort of the physique and... Like, let's just be real. Like, if you won, I can imagine your head sort of being down. You're all beaten down. Yeah. This is what you look like after you won that big prosciutto, that big ham at a wedding. Can't beat a bunch of firemen. They had to hold a big, like, 60-pound piece of ham up in the air.
Yeah, the prosciutto.
The Cam won. Yeah, the prosciutto. That's Cam was beaten down after. The best part is we're standing in a parking lot after. It's like 4 in the morning. Cam's holding this big, like...
like a baby.
We're trying to get a ride out of here. Yeah, so congratulations. You're like a renaissance man. Adding wrestling to the repertoire as well.
Fantastic.
Very impressive. very, very impressive.
What a picture.
You should get that frame. Can we get that up one more time?
I should.
Do you have the bowling one in the rotation here? Can we get Cam hitting the 7-10 split? Like I said, this guy is actually Trevor Murdoch. Trevor Murdoch's a little bit paunchier than you, though. This guy's bigger. Yeah, a little bit wider.
Yeah, he's wider. He doesn't have a golf ball coming out of his stomach, though. I'll give him that. I'll give him the edge there. He doesn't have a hernia. So good for Trevor Murdoch. You're right, though. I have been a little bit leaner days, but great experience. He's got blonde eyebrows. redhead.
All right, so
you got to be kidding me. Where are these people?
Donnie, yes. Dubsy, and Dave will step up, and then we got a lot of stuff to hit. We got this Zurich Classic, which is some team golf, team format golf. We'll break it down. We've got odds for that, obviously. We got a baseball game going off the board in a couple of moments here, and we'll jump into this right now. Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. It's Game Time Decisions. I am Gabriel Morenz. So we're kicking with the Ranger Redhead, Cam Stewart. So last week, of course, we bet against Joe Musgrove coming off of his no-hitter. We took the Pittsburgh Pirates. It was a leap of faith, and they beat San Diego. We discussed how, like, the last 13, 14 times that a pitcher has thrown a no-hitter in Major League Baseball, that his ERA is in like the mid-fives, Cam. It's like 5.43 or so, give or take, you know, depending on how you want to judge it. I didn't do the math after the last game, but Musgrove lost, and they actually lost 5-1. I didn't give up all runs, but you know what I'm saying. I don't know, though. I don't think it's an automatic fade to go against Rodon this evening. So much so that, you know, I should say, I don't really know if I trust Plesak tonight. I trust his father, Dan. I don't know about Zach.
Yeah, it's a tough game. I'm going to have a small play on Cleveland because I think we got to stick to what we said. And you're right. Musgrove had 13 Ks last night. He did his job. We just had Milwaukee as a nice dog. And got to give you a lot of credit. A lot of dogs. Start.
That was his second start after the no-hitter. Yes. That wasn't his first start since the no-hitter.
He still pitched great, like 13 strikeouts, and, you know, he looked good. But I do trust Plesak. I think Cleveland's in a good spot tonight. We hit a lot of dogs last night, so let's let's keep the train rolling today. I a small play on Cleveland to get the day started, and I'm going to play it. I think they're in a good spot. You're right. There's not an automatic fade on Rodon. I just think Cleveland, I like the situation tonight, so I'm going to bet the Tribe.
I've told you guys, I'm like Pete Rose. Listen, I bet the Dodgers pretty much every game this year. I think I might have missed one. But when I'm not betting them, it's sort of like Pete Rose not betting on the Cincinnati Reds. And I warned everybody last night, Seattle Mariners, dangerous. Seattle, dangerous. And I still think Seattle are dangerous today. Los Angeles aren't out of the woods yet. They're only up 1-0. But it goes to show just how competitive this Seattle team actually is. Most profitable team in baseball by far, the Seattle Mariners. And people said, oh, well, who do they beat? Well, look, they just beat the Dodgers last night, and they're hanging with the Dodgers again right now. It's 1-0, all right? So it's not like L.A. went in here. But you know L.A. set up everything for San Diego. They play San Diego this week. It's not a coincidence that they rolled out the pitchers that they did, and they've got Kershaw, Bauer, and Buehler ready for San Diego, not necessarily in that order, but I'm just stating – Dave Roberts takes these San Diego games seriously. A game against Seattle, not so much. 1-0. Donnie writes.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Side joins us on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morenzi, kicking it with the raging redhead, Cam Stewart. Let's bring in Donnie Wrightside right now. We've got a full house here this afternoon. Donnie, what's going on, Donnie?
Hey, good time, guys. Happy to be back on the show once again. A lot of baseball games on the card. Capping this card, Gabe, take you a long time, but I'm interested and I'm ready to go.
Well, you know what? Exactly, Donnie. You know what? We're going to keep you until about 6:37 Eastern or so, whatever exactly that break is. And we've got a bunch of games right at, yeah. Like, there's a bunch of games in this time. So let's get right down to business. I was talking, you know, I've been talking about this for the last week and a half or two since Musgrove threw that first no-hitter. And you're a great baseball better. You know, Donnie, you've been doing it a long time. You know, to me, yeah. And I'm sure you would agree, for that automatic fade after a guy throws a no-hitter. I don't want to say automatic, but generally it's rare, you know, especially when it's a journeyman guy. You know, Joe Musgrove's doing interviews with the Hall of Fame, sending his uniform, the baseball, hometown newspapers, this and that. He's not used to that. Verlander is. You know, a guy like Verlander, yeah, whatever, I threw a no-hitter, okay. Rodon is a different story, but I don't feel like it's an automatic fade tonight. I don't want to throw a curveball here, Cam, at the trend, but I'm throwing a I'm throwing a slider here. I am throwing some off-speed stuff. I don't know. I think the White Sox could be the play. I don't love this game, and I had a great night last night, so I don't want to force anything, but it's the first game up. I'm leaning with the Sox here. What do you think, Donnie?
I do tend to believe that, but it's almost like the betting 10 commandments is once a guy has a historical that throws a lot of pitches, you know, you sort of have to fade him in the next start out because, again, it's not Chris Sale that's going to be coming back on the mound saying, hey, can he actually throw a second no hitter at this point? But the way I look at and bet it is, he's going to be reading all those press clippings. Maybe you take an extra day to breathe it all in, then you got to get back on the mound. It's usually a fade spot for me, and it tells you a lot also. Guy coming off almost a perfect game, roughly a pick'em versus Plesac and a lineup that struggles to hit a lot with Cleveland, and bad weather all the way around there also.
Cam, what's your final answer? Who wants to be a millionaire? I'm Regis Philbin.
Yeah, I like that. Donnie, the betting 10 commandments. Well, I actually follow the 10 commandments. I usually
what
don't.
What are the other nine? I want to know the other nine, actually.
I'll tell you what, betting gluttony, because we bet a lot of games, Brenty. I just keep on betting. That's what we'll do. But I'm on the Tribe tonight. It's a small price. We talk about it. They're a small underdog in this game. It's almost a pick 'em situation. Donnie's right. Cleveland, I look at their lineup, and we talked about the value of other teams in the division game. Just tonight, Plesac, the Indians, Rodon coming off that. No, I'm going to go with Cleveland. Small play, you're right. Let's not force the issue. We did have a good night last night. I don't want to give it back, but very small play to get the day started with the Tribe.
Donnie, final answer?
I'm gonna have to go with the Tribe tonight. I am. I can't. How can we go against the Ten Commandments? You know, like Moses is gonna like shoot a lightning bolt down at me on the camera here if I don't go against it. So I gotta go with it. It's just the way it is.
So is the one of the other commandments always bet on a team in the first game after they fire the coach or manager?
That thou shall never bet the unders. That's number two. At least I know those.
Thou shall never bet unders. That's one of your commandments. Donnie Wrightside. That's a tough game. This is a tough game. And you know what? I'm actually, I'm going half a unit. Compared to, like, listen, last night I was all in. I was firing away. I went 12-6.
I like it.
So tonight I'm just going to say, you know what, though? Getting a little piece here, Cam. Give me the White Sox. Come on, Tony. Tony La Russa. Tony La Russa and company. Let's manage one home here, buddy. All right. This next game, I don't understand the number in this game really here. Everybody buried Oakland early to start the season, and people didn't take into consideration they played a pissed-off Houston Astro team in the first couple of games, and then they played the L.A. Dodgers. A lot of teams would go 1-5. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't like, oh, like, you know, it's the end of the world for the Oakland Athletics, but they're one of the hottest teams in baseball. Right now they're rolling, and you look at this price and what's the exact number right now. These numbers move, so it's -120. It's been shifting a little bit here right now with Manaea on the hill here, Cam. Give me the green and yellow. Give me the Bay Area Bashers, the Oakland Athletics. Give me the Athletics -120 to beat the Twins.
It's amazing how things started. These guys couldn't win a game. Now look at them string wins together. So I've been riding Oakland hard, and I'm with you. I don't mind Sean and I. We're only laying 20 cents. Yeah, we're laying 20 cents in this game. I think Oakland's – I don't mind this play at all. They're at home, 20 cents, pitching advantage, I think, over Shoemaker. I will take Oakland small play. We're just dipping our toe in, Gabe. There's not baseball that I absolutely like, one game that I love, but a lot of leans, and Oakland is one of them. Small play on the Athletics.
I think it's a tricky baseball card tonight. Donnie, what's your take on game one of the doubleheader?
Doubleheader, I'm going to take Oakland in game one because game two, you got Barrios on the mound from Minnesota. Maybe a tough hill to climb there for Oakland. I think they got to get that first one. I like the first. It is cheap as well. I agree with you, Gabe. You look at that minus 120 number for Oakland at home. It does look cheap. I'll go with Oakland as well here.
It's a good point, Donnie. I was thinking the same thing about game one and game two. Seven-inning games, guys. Remember, seven-inning games.
Yep.
Suddenly, starting pitching is more important now. I think starting pitching is overanalyzed as far as baseball handicapping is concerned in the modern era when so many guys only really go five innings and others three, etc. But in these seven-inning games, a little bit different. Guy goes five, six, they send it to the pen. It's a little bit different mentality. The pitcher also knows, Donnie and Cam, I can go all out here. It's a seven-inning game. I could actually go the distance here if I, you know, if my pitch count doesn't get too crazy here. So I think pitchers can be aggressive there, and I agree. I'd love to see Oakland take the first one and then maybe come back with Minnesota after. But like I said, I don't know if I want to get in front of a red-hot Oakland team. I know I don't in game one. So one team that's not red-hot right now, but they're playing against my nemesis, Cam, the Atlanta Braves. Do we have a final word on Acuna? What's the deal? Is he playing?
He's out today. No, he's out.
He's out, eh? Okay, so then I guess I'm out. I don't trust Taillon. Maybe this is a pass for me. What do you make of it, Donnie? Yankees off to the worst start since 1997.
We're waiting for him to snap out, right? I actually think Morton is the better pitcher than Taillon in this game, but you look at the Yankees, you finally get some hitting weather tonight in the Bronx, wind blowing out, 65 degrees, no longer should be in the background of saying, hey, well, let's wait for it to be hitting weather. It's now or never for the Yankees, but do they just turn it on tonight? Noah Acuna in the lineup is a huge loss for the Atlanta Braves, but we look at this number and you say for the Yankees, minus 126, that is a really cheap number, even with the Braves coming to town, but I have to say, Gabe and Cam, I don't trust the Yankees just yet. I probably would take the short dog tonight on Atlanta if I had to bet this one.
Oh, boy. Cam?
I trust the Yankees. Sign me up. I like to agree with our guest, Donnie. He's a friend of the program, but hey, we're there. I'm with the Yankees. It's a quarter. Gabe, I think they're in a good situation to win the game tonight. Small play on the New York Yankees. Jameson Taillon to get it done. I think this Braves lineup on the road, the Yankees will show up tonight. It's a play. Give me the New York Yankees.
You know what, Cam? I agree. Give me the Bronx Bombers this evening, and it absolutely positively has to get the Pittsburgh and Pasadena overnight win. I tell you what, Cashman and Boone, all right, these guys both, they need to get the New York media off their ass, and it's up to the players to actually hit a damn baseball. And it's not Boone's fault. I see, like, they're starting to turn on Boone a bit. They're turning on Cashman. You can blame Cashman if you want, I think, but it's the players. They have their worst, like, slugging percentage in 25 years. Their worst on-base percentage in 25 years. Their worst team batting average in, like, 37 years. It's the players. They don't hit. And they're not hitting. And everyone worries about the pitching all the time. But it's actually the hitting that's terrible. But, you know, to me, it's a fair enough price. I like to sort of wait to see when teams turn the corner before we fully buy in. But I don't trust the Braves. And without Acuna in their lineup, that was what I was waiting for, the official word. Give me the Bronx Bombers. All right, Cam. Cam's WKRP in Cincinnati. So what do you
You've ever wondered, I will not be taking the other team. Yeah. We're betting on Cincy. Give me Cincy. Castillo, he's only 140. We're going to win with the Reds today, baby. Let's go, Cam's.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Reds, Cincy. We're doing it.
154 now, actually.
Ooh,
the Reds are minus 154. Luis Castillo against Zach Gallen. We'll hit this game on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues, as does our breakdown. Major League Baseball, Donnie Wrightside joining us right now, but I could be wrong, but let me just confirm, because, yeah, it's impossible that I'm wrong, actually. We do have an early hockey game. Yeah, was just...
That's great.
I was going to say, yes. Whoa, hey, there's an early hockey game. There's an early, yes. There's an early hockey game. Yeah. I didn't want to get it's caught. True. Hey, I'm on top of everything, Cam. Yep. Ron Roberts.
Buffalo.
Boston.
Buffalo.
Bulls. Hey, we've been taking Buffalo a lot. Are you willing to do it plus a puck and a half?
Damn right I am. I don't care if I lose this game. I'm going back to Buffalo. I don't care if it's Ullmark or Tarkowski or anybody. Give me the Buffalo. Buffalo Sabres have been good to us. Plus units. Hey, last time Boston played, they had to beat these guys in a damn shootout. You want to give me prices like this? Sign me up with Buffalo. If they lose, so be it. That number's way out of whack. Give me the Sabres, hot team.
Cam's pretty loose. I got to be honest, Cam. I actually do care. Cam's like, I don't care if I lose. Number one, care.
I'm letting it roll tonight. I'm like, you, Moretzi. Just letting it roll, baby. I'm at the bowling alley. Yeah, 7-10 splits everywhere, man. Let's bet everything. Let's go.
You were just all Johnny Cautious. Oh, hockey, it's different.
I just thought,
hockey, you're ready to go. You're ready to go.
Oh, you have no idea what I just did in baseball. No, I actually did a lot of clicking in baseball, too. I don't know what that commercial break did, but a voice got into me, and my finger just couldn't stop going ding, 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 ding. It's like I'm being controlled.
All right, so, yeah, I've clicked away a little bit here, too. I went that little girl half-unit play on the White Sox that I took the Athletics. Then I took the New York Yankees. You know what? I'm going to take the Cincinnati Reds. That's where we're at.
Damn right.
Cincinnati Reds.
Damn
right.
Donnie. The club.
Are you in?
I think they win this game, but the first five innings, I'm actually going with a team total over in the first five innings for Arizona. Cool. It's only 1.5. Castillo has struggled with getting out left-handed batters this year. 6 of the 8 eligible batters for Arizona are going to be from the left-hand side. Just a straight first inning wager. Give me 2 runs. I'm in and out. Don't care who wins. So if you guys run Cincinnati, let's go. 7-2 final. As long as they get their 2 before the fifth inning is over. I'm with it. Let's go, Reds.
All right. Not overly enthusiastic about it, Donnie, but all right. Yeah. I mean, Cam, it's okay.
Yeah.
We hope you get your 1.5.
You get your 1.5
in the first five. As long as the Reds are up like 8-2.
Yes.
Let's go. Yes, blowout.
Yeah.
Team Reds get the runs. Come on, Donnie.
Reds offense been on fire. Leads us into the next game here. I believe that this is one of the 10 commandments. This is commandment number 9, Donnie, of baseball betting. Bet against Matt Harvey.
I'm not listening. Harvey tonight. I'm actually sorry, night. God. I am a heathen. I'm a glutton. I'm a piece of crap. I'm going with the Baltimore Orioles right now, +105. I think they're in a good spot. Hey, you want to talk about Niedert pitching for the Marlins? Yeah, you think Harvey's got problems? This guy's got issues as well. Give me the Baltimore.
I've got no problems with Jim the Anvil Niedert, all right, tonight. I've got no problems with Jim the Anvil.
Harvey.
I got a little bit of a problem here. Actually, the over is probably the play here.
Yeah, I would think so, too.
I'm sticking to my guns. Donnie. I'm a more religious man than Cam, and I do believe in the commandment.
There you go.
And I believe that the commandment says do not bet on Matt Harvey. Do you agree with this?
I tend to agree with that. It's hard to bet Matt Harvey. But again, I don't actually care who wins this game as long as Baltimore gets the 4 runs in this one. We're taking a look at Niedert, who has an awful xFIP here. 8 to 8.5. We should get some runs out of Baltimore. Give me 3 runs over the first 5 innings. Tack another one on against that bullpen. Full 9 at-bats for Baltimore. No reason to believe I'm not getting 4 runs tonight. I'm going Baltimore with the team total.
We're going over, too. We got to take the over.
What about the over?
You got to go over. It's a must. It's a must.
We're in.
4-4.
And Baltimore in the over. Yeah. Love it.
Yep.
That's rock.
All right. you guys need her is I think I'd prefer Bret Hart or Anvil on the hill tilt.
I'd rather bet Jim Neidhart. He's got better splits.
I'd rather that Natty than Natalie Neidhart. She's probably got stronger stuff. At least she can beat the crap out of these dudes. Give me the over 8.5. That'll be my pick in this game.
I like it.
Over 8.5. All right, Donnie, in your backyard, San Francisco Giants and the Philadelphia Phillies. What's your take on this?
Zach Wheeler is going to keep the Philadelphia Phillies in this game. That lineup is a disaster, being the Philadelphia Phillies outside of Bryce Harper and Realmuto. Nobody is giving them anything. If you just walk and pitch around those two batters, I don't know where the runs come from. I would like to say San Francisco is a live dog. They won yesterday 2-0. If San Francisco can get to 3 runs in this game, they're probably going to win it. Same feeling I have, Gabe and Cam, for the Yankees, not trusting them yet. I don't trust the Phillies' bats. So if there's a big dog price out there, maybe plus 135, plus 140, I'm actually leaning towards San Francisco in this game.
Cam?
I agree with Donnie. I'm not going to play it. I've almost played every game. I like Wheeler a lot, but I don't really trust Philadelphia. I was on San Francisco last night. We won 2-0 in that game. I'm just probably going to back down. Yeah, no, it was a good night last night, but I'm kind of worried a little bit. But look at that price. The Phillies shouldn't be $1.62 over anybody. Give me a break. That's a horrible line. Maybe a small play on San Francisco, Donnie. You might have talked me into it. It's too much plus price.
So you got Logan Webb on the hill here this evening. As you mentioned, listen, Donnie, we were just talking about the over in the previous game here with Matt Harvey in Baltimore, Miami, but we hit the under last night in this game. 2-0, as you mentioned. Where do the runs come from tonight? Where do the runs come from tonight? It's not like San Francisco lighted up offensively either.
No.
This guy, San Francisco, are one of the best under teams in the league. They're 12-4. 12-4, guys, to the under on the season, the San Francisco Giants are.
Mm-hmm. You're not getting a lot of help there from either side of it, and you don't have a lot of – again, outside of, like, Bryce Harper, who's the power hitter in this entire game tonight? If the ball's not leaving the yard, Major League Baseball is no longer 3 hits in an inning to score 1 run. Both these teams should struggle. I agree with you. And thou shall not bet – you know, the unders, but thou might be able to bet the under tonight in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah, Donnie, that's one of the commands. Yeah, we're all over the place. I got an over 8.5, an under 8.5, but let's roll.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, the portfolio's growing. It's up to a 6-pack already, and it's we're not even crazy into the hockey yet. Oh, I got to get Buffalo in.
Perfect. Yeah, get Buffalo in. +1.5, a little sprinkle on the money line. Just like Ottawa last night, Gabe. Let's just faith in our dog kennel.
I wouldn't do this. But I like the fact that Buffalo were at home. On the road, I'd be a little bit weary here. But I like this at home. You know what? Yeah. All right, Buffalo Sabres, it's in. +1.5, let's go. Back to the diamond. Yeah. Let's keep this rolling. St. Louis Cardinals and the Washington Nationals. I have a hard time figuring out the Nationals, man. I hate this team. I hate betting on this team. I hate betting against them. I just hate them all around. I hate totals. I hate everything. I only bet the under yesterday. What do you make of this one with Wainwright and Corbin, Donnie?
It's two trains of thought. You either think Patrick Cormann's going to continue down this horrid pace this year going against a hot St. Louis lineup, or he's going to snap back. But also, some key information just came out just a few moments ago. Juan Soto to the DL. So their best player is not even going to play. I don't know how you look towards Corbin and the Nationals in this one tonight. I would take the short price here on St. Louis. If you're getting a plus 100, I would be with that.
Cam?
I'm going to pass. If you guys think Matt Harvey's sick, this game makes me sicker. Pass.
Yeah, you know what? I agree with you. For some reason, I'm like, nah.
I want no interest in this game. I'll be disappointed either way. If I take the Cardinals and the Nationals, vice versa, I don't want this game on my card or in my portfolio. It's banned.
Yeah. This is like walking past a salad bar at a Vegas buffet.
It is. I agree. I asked for T-bones and you're giving me tofu and lettuce? Screw that, man. I don't even want to be participating.
Here's your plate. Go up and get your salad. No thanks. Give me the steak.
Exactly.
All right. So the Toronto Blue Jays dropped 3 of 4 over the weekend against Kansas City Royals. Boston bounced back after getting swept the doubleheader on Sunday. They win on Monday 11-4 against the White Sox right now. I don't know, man. I don't know what's going on in Boston right now, but they're crushing the baseball. It is what it is.
They are.
What do you make of this one, Mr. Blue Jay? What do you have to say?
You know me. It's like, it's so obvious. Like, I'm going to bet on Toronto tonight. I'm not going to go absolutely crazy for you.
What's Vizey Vince? That's what I need to know.
He's been very disappointed in the Jays, but he's coming back to Toronto tonight. We've already had a conversation. He believes in Ryu, and I do too. I think it's a good spot for the Jays tonight. I actually would probably think, too, Boston's really raking, and Toronto will get to Rodriguez. 8 seems like a low total for a game at Fenway, but I'm going to take the Blue Jays in this spot, Moretzi. Big night for the Jays.
I don't know, man. You could pass.
Hey, like the other game.
Hey, how about this? And I don't care about win loss records, but I do care about. I like the one loss records when pitchers are on the hill of the team. This is insane. And Eduardo Rodriguez, the Red Sox are 47-12.
Wow!
And his last 59 starts.
That's amazing.
That is good.
Yeah.
Really nice.
Yeah. Give me the Red Sox.
Yeah, I got no problem. You know my play is very homerish. Yes.
Yeah, it seems like a good coin flip game.
Why will be laying a buck and a half later with the Leafs.
I know.
Sorry, Donnie. I'm just letting you know what Cam likes later. Yeah, I'm just letting you know what he likes later.
You read
right, go on, Donnie.
Hey, how about that, Donnie? Tonight, I'll take Toronto. What's that? Go ahead.
I was going to say, how about that, though? 47-12.
That's amazing to go up against, because usually you don't grade the pitcher based on it, but there has to be something behind it. But having said that, I actually like Toronto a little bit here. Ryu
yes,
Holman mounts 2.89 xFIP. You're going to load up right-handed bats from Toronto's side. I trust Ryu more than I do Rodriguez, but that is a crazy number now that you're saying that, Gabe, on just going out on the mound and saying, doesn't matter what else happens, we're going to win this game. Tough one, but I'm going Blue Jays tonight. Cam, be happy.
Yes, Donnie.
Blue Jays can't hit. I keep hearing people about how they can hit.
By the way, Springer coming back. Springer coming back this year. Where is he? Like, where's Springer?
Yeah, no. Trust me, he's AWOL. Yeah.
Jays finally spend money on someone and they buy debt.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm good.
Guys, no, classic Toronto.
Hey, thanks, Donnie.
Later, Donnie.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decision continues. We told you we've got a full house, doing a great job banging on the baseball card. We hit the early hockey game as well. We've already got a bunch of bets, but we've got an interesting golf tournament, interesting format this weekend, some team play from the TPC Louisiana, Avondale, Louisiana team format. Let's bring one of our teammates. And it's amazing. We told you guys, can we get the, do we have a cam? Can we show Dubsy? Cam's wrestling over the weekend. Cam won a wrestling championship over the weekend. Let's get it up here. Here he is.
Another
great Cam. Pole, but there he is. Yeah. Cam's a wrestler.
Full diesel. And, full diesels only.
And we appreciate you. We appreciate Dubsy joining us in between Ralph Lauren photo shoots.
Yeah, exactly.
Dubsy, always a pleasure. How you doing, buddy? You heard the crack, eh, when you left last week.
Yeah, that was the best.
I did. And look, it's not easy going through life with an Australian accent, built like Thor, incredible golf game. So to be called the golf analyst, I'm going to take it, boys. And look, I know we got a lot of young female listeners on the show, so yes. I appreciate the short call, boys. What's up, mate?
No, we don't. We got a couple, but they like you, Dubsy. Built like Thor, incredible golf game.
Love it.
That's great. No, humble, too. He's humble, too.
Yes.
All right, awesome. So, very humble.
Yeah, so speaking of Australia, actually, Cam, let's just get right down to business. So why don't I'll throw it to you, Cam. Why don't you describe, tell people about what this is about. Tell people the format here.
Yeah, well, it's a team competition, right? So we're going to have best ball and alternate ball, things like that. It changes over a couple of days. Dubsy will tell you. Usually friends team up with friends, and if they got no friends, they'll find an available partner, right? Last year, Ryan Palmer and John Rahm became buddies. Kind of an interesting friendship, but they won this tournament, and they're the favorites again. I look for people that play well on this course too, Gabe, like horses for courses, right? And you want to have a guy that can keep the ball straight with a good putter, long ball hitter. You want to also have like things in your game that you don't do well with another partner that does do well, I think, a lot of the time. Like you can't just have two big ball hitters with no soft touch. You want to have basically a partner that can bring your best and your weaknesses, you know, and he can help you with that type of thing. So it's an interesting tournament. I don't really know where to start, but Billy Horschel's a guy, I think, Dubs, that plays really, really well on this course. If you look at, like, track history, and Sam Burns is a guy, I think, that has a good game for it, too. So I'm probably going to start my betting around 20-1 on FanDuel with those guys. But because I don't want to take Cantlay and, like, look at Cantlay and Schauffele are 7-1, Rahm and Palmer 7. Like, you either start with Smith and Leishman, maybe at 10, but I'm going to go a little bit more bargain hunting in this tournament. Kisner and Brown won before when they were, like, 70-1 as well.
Yeah. Dubsy, I'm looking at your fellow countrymen here, Cam Smith and Mark Leishman, 10-1. I think it's not bad value, actually.
I think it's good value, boys, and I'm going to favor guys who are very comfortable out there because the Partners Golf, it's a hard one to play. Golf's an individual sport, whether they like it or not, so the guys really have a hard time this week partnering up. Now, Thursday, Saturday, it's a best ball, so that's okay for them. But Friday, Sunday, when it's alternate shot, that's very tricky. You start thinking, I don't want to put him in a bad place. I don't want to miss this putt. Tony's going to be mad at me. So I want guys who are going to feel comfortable in each other's company. I love Mark Leishman and Cameron Smith. They've played a lot of Presidents Cup together. They're two guys who are coming into this track with good form, and they're laid-back guys. So I like them at 10-1. Further down the board, I'm looking at a bit of a WWF tag team wrestling match as a comp, Jason Kokrak and Pat Perez. Now, Kokrak's one of the most underrated players.
I love Kokrak and Perez. You're right. Yeah, it's a heel team. Heavy metal and gambling. Yeah.
They're going to have a good time. So I think that's a good value play. The golf course is a longer one. It's a Pete Dye design, 7,500 yards. Key stat would be 200 yards and in. So you've got to give the ball a bit of a rip on this one, boys, and be a good long iron player.
Hey, listen, there's a couple of good odds here. So we're talking about the odd man. There's some great pairings here. That's unbelievable. Kokrak and my man Perez. That's great. I love this pairing of Max Homa and the Gooch.
Gooch, I like too. Them too. I'm actually betting the Gooch. Homa and Gooch are a good team. Good team.
I think Smith and Leishman, no joke. I think these guys are definitely in the mix. You know they're going to be competitive. You know they're going to want to win. They've got the game for it. Morikawa and Wolf, dangerous, I think, at 16-1. I think these guys are there. I like better value with them. And Cam, my boy Doug Gim, 41-1, paired with two. These kids can be dangerous, actually. And I'm looking at top 20 for them, maybe. Finishing positions. You have finishing positions for the teams as well, guys. Yep. There's some interesting pairings. We have an Oklahoma State pairing, Victor Hovland and Ventura.
Who
else are you looking at here, Dubsy?
I also like the Englishman. Yeah, you know, a lot of the internationals play a lot of these events, you know, in their amateur careers together. So I like Danny Willett and Tyrrell Haddon at 27-1. Danny Willett has been doing a lot better on tour this year. He's still a bit hit and miss, but Tyrrell Haddon, he's coming off a decent form, and he's well-suited to this course. Great iron player, great to approach. So I like the two Englishmen pairing up there, 27-1. That's not bad value. One thing I'm sort of favouring, which goes against Cam, but I don't know. It's just I'm looking for a guy who has a similar game to the other guy because they're going to put each other in similar positions. Missing greens, they're used to scrambling so that they're suited where if you get a Tony Finau with a short hitter, a guy's going to be saying, oh, I've never been 50 yards away on a par five on my second shot. I'm a little uncomfortable. So I'm going to stick to that strategy this week. Whether it wins or not, let's find out. But, some real interesting couples we're going to see this weekend. And we'll see their true colors coming out Friday when it's alternate shot.
As Cam mentioned, Rahm and Palmer won the last time that they played this. They haven't played it since 2019. So they're the favorites at 7-1. They've got a winning combination going. Schauffele and Cantlay. God.
No thanks.
Talk about I don't like care two dudes. You're not
they can,
in a
they,
like,
they could win. Two guys
shouldn't be together. They should not be together either.
They have great games, but I'm not betting them at 7-1. Like, are you kidding me? They should be 17-1. Like, that's no, that's a brutal price. Sorry.
I like the mentality.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd back Shoffley and Cantlay to pillow fight, boys. They just don't know how to get it done. There's no real mongrel in them, you know. It's like, no, you go. No, you go. Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have missed it, you know. You want someone, if you're going to miss the putt, you at least go, don't worry about it, mate. On to the next one. You've got to play aggressive golf, boys, because you'll see the scores. They're going to be low. Aggressive golf. There's no good guys finish last. We know this.
Hey, Dub, I got one question, though. I just want to talk one team quick, Gabe. What about Norin and Norlander, the two Swedes? I think that's kind of a fascinating pair. Norin can play. Norlander is one of the best ball strikers, 65-1. I'm just looking at kind of like a dark horse. What do you think about that team?
I like it, Cam. Great value. I'm a big fan of Alex Norin, despite him not winning on tour. He can go super low, which is what you're going to need, plenty of birdies. And look, this doesn't come with official points, but you do get your two-year exemption on the PGA Tour if you can win this one. So for guys like that, this means a hell of a lot. You know, some of the boys might be, you know, party over in New Orleans, but for some guys, getting the tour card, like an Alex Norin, it's a big deal. So I think that's a good value play, Cam.
Thank you.
What are the odds? I'm not seeing what are the odds for Will Zalatoris and Adam Sandler? Are those two playing together? That'd be the great as a team.
Yeah, Zalatoris.
I think.
Or Carl Weathers.
Getting ready
or
with for Carl the Weathers. Kentucky Derby. Carl Weathers.
He's getting ready for the Kentucky Derby. What is he? He's a jockey, you're saying?
He's a jockey. Part time, yeah.
Poor Willie. You know what? I'm not kidding, though. I do literally, I'm going to bet Homa and Gooch top 20, and I'm going to bet Gim and Sue top 20. I'll get the odds right now. I think both these guys could be in this thing. I'm not discounting them. I really do. I mean, listen, Homa and Gooch are 31-1 to win it all. And mm-hmm. Gim and Sue, I think this stuff, I could be crazy, but I actually Sue's think good. This these formats play to young guys, actually. I think young guys will thrive in this. They're used to playing with their boys. They're aggressive. Takes some of the pressure off. It's not like a PGA. It's a PGA, but it's not an event. You know what I mean, Dubsy? Just sort of, I think some of these young guys, that's why I'm saying, like, you know, like a guy, kids like Gim and Sue can go screwed. And I'm telling you, I know that Ventura's let us down a little bit. Thanks, Ventura. The clothes are my ass. but I know that Ventura's let us down. But I got a sneaky feeling that Hovland and Ventura play well this weekend, Cam. I'm betting them top 20. I think they're not going to suck.
Well, Victor Hovland has complete game, and Ventura, he's a good player, but Hovland will help him out too. So 29-1.
Come on.
See, I look at a price like that, and then I see the pillow fight team that Dubsy's saying at 7-1 there with Shifley and Cantlay. It's ridiculous. It's one of those, like, 7-1. No, it's not happening.
Yeah, no, it's not good. And Gabe, to that point, Gim and Sue, they're just out of college. Both world number one amateurs. So you play a lot of team events in college. They're used to it. They play aggressive golf. They're not going to be worried about, you know, oh, sorry, I missed the green. I was going at that pin. They'll be going lights out. So I think that's a sneaky value play as well.
Yeah, looking at the finishing position odds, we went 5-1 last week with the top 20s. Let's try to keep it rolling.
That's good.
Right now. All right, so where's the value start? Wow, they're not playing around. Rahm and Palmer, top 20, -460. Shoffley, Cantlay, -460. I never seen odds like that. Smith and Leishman, -220. Too high. Watson and Scheffler. What about that team? We didn't talk about them. Scotty Scheffler and Bubba Watson.
Scary.
Pretty good team.
I think they play a similar game as well. They both give it a rip off the tee. And Scotty Scheffler, you know, we saw what he did the Valero. So, at the match play. Yeah, I think that's an interesting combo. Bubba Watson, he's a little intense for my liking, but maybe, you know, there's a bit of a dynamic there. I do like that their games are similar. And with length on this golf course, you can really take advantage of some of the scoring holes. So that might help them. Another big bombing grouping is that Tony Finau
and Champ.
I'm not big on them, but I'm interested to see how the two long bombs go together.
Yeah, like Gabe, it's that team, point. Like that's for driving distance. Like that's the thing. And Cam, I hate this. The Cam Champ's in good form right now.
But
that's the thing, right?
Yeah.
But don't you want? Isn't a better team? that your both your games complement each other. You're playing alternate alternate sometimes. All right, you both slug it. It's like, no, no, it's good. You're the slugger. I got a better iron game. But if you're both just like monsters and you're both just like spraying the ball over the place, I don't really see what the advantage is.
Yeah, well, the thing is, on the alternate shot, on the next hole, you have to hit the tee shot. So if you are a long bomber, that's great. But on the next hole, the short hitter, he's the one teeing off. So it's sort of hard to use that to the advantage, which is why I sort of think that the similar sort of game sort of helps out and levels out. But, you know, it's an interesting one, boys. I think there's good value on this board for a reason this week. It's really going to be a matter of get to Sunday. And with the alternate shot, you could shoot 69, which would be a great score. You could shoot 80, even for these guys. It's a very hard format for them.
So, there's not a lot of great – I'm telling you, it's very tricky here, which makes me like the plays even more. But, like, Homa and Gooch, these guys are 31-1 to win a tournament, but they're only plus 110 to be top 20.
That's – yeah.
Yeah. Hovland and Ventura, only plus 120 to be top 20.
Well, know what it is, though, Gabe? If you look deep, look at the teams that are back there. Rocco Media, like Bo Van Pelt. Like, you might as well scratch about, like, 20 of these teams. These guys are just, like, out there playing their guitars after golf. Like, you know what I mean? So that's why I think we got to pay a premium.
What about our boy Akira Dash Afra Barnrad in Ottawa? Atwal.
And Arjun Atwal? Afra Barnrad and Atwal, yeah.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This other guy sticks.
Game time decisions continues. 1-0 for the Boston Bruins. 8 minutes left in the first period. And we've got 3 early runs right now. The Baltimore Orioles, Cam, you're on them. Baltimore put a free spot up.
Arizona's up, though. Ugh, on Cincy, 3-0. Didn't see that one.
I just noticed. I scrolled down a little bit more and I just saw that.
Yeah. I was like, not that man. One.
Isn't that the way, huh? We're all happy. Yeah, hey, look, 3 runs. Yeah, no, we're down 3. Up 3-0, down 3-0, huh?
Yeah, we can't have a perfect night. Hey, it was a great night last
I'm on time. The White. Mm-hmm. I'm on the White Sox. They're up 2-0.
Nice. Good start. I think the White Sox.
I don't want to jinx the dude, so I'm not going to say it. Normally, I do talk about that stuff, but I'm not saying nothing, if you know what I'm saying. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. Yep.
He's pitching well again. He's pitching well again. All right, so 7 o'clock action. We have Dave, and I can't wait for Big J Berman's picks of the night here this evening. But what do we got coming up here? NHL hockey camp, Carolina and Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay Lightning, minus 122. Carolina Hurricanes, plus 104. Didn't these guys play like last night? Or am I crazy?
Yeah, they did, and went to overtime, too. Tampa won in overtime. I'm coming back to Carolina again. The plus 1.5 in parlays, but I'll take Carolina as a small dog. I think they get it done tonight, and they don't have to deal with Vasilevsky. I think McElhinney's in net. Give me Carolina.
I got a pass on this, like I did last night. Columbus and Florida. Same Florida thing. Florida again. Minus 220. Hit a parlay again.
Oh, Florida beat them. They'll beat them again.
You Columbus, lucky son of a bitch that you won in a shootout. I won the puck line, won.
I needed that one. Thank you, buddy. I caught a break. I tell you, things are changing. My first shootout win in 14 games. That was awesome. I couldn't believe it. Well, yeah, Gabe, Rangers and Islanders. Huge game. I like Rangers. And you know me, I usually take the Islanders. Since their big trade for Palmieri and Zajac, not good. The Rangers are the hotter team. Give me the Broadway Blue Shirts over the Islanders.
Thought all the hockey experts were praising the hockey trade before.
Yeah, well.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.